Robin Thicke and Pharrell lost the copyright suit for Blurred Lines back in March 10th. The gay family, the children, claimed that all of this could have been avoided if Robin Thicke and Pharrell had just approached the family before releasing the single, especially since the similarities were deemed to be not coincidental. Jan Gay, the ex-wife of the late Marvin Gaye, is on the phone. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All of this could have been avoided, it says, if they had just asked for the rights.
It could have been avoided, Tom. It really could have been. They filed the lawsuit. And had they just come to us like Eric Sermon came to us, and he's one of the examples I use, came to the family, said, "This is what I want to do. What do you think about the song?" Played it for us. We loved it. The song was called Music.
Yeah.
It was a great hit for him.
Yeah.
We loved it. And he credited Marvin, which was so important to us.
So how much did you charge Eric Sermon?
I can't tell you that, Tom.
Oh, okay.
But there was a business transaction.
Absolutely.
If you want the rights to a Marvin Gaye song, you just have to pay whatever it costs.
He paid. It was his idea. We were, you know, he gave us a figure. We were like, fine with that. But really, like I said, more importantly, that he was willing to give Marvin credit and not ask a question. You know, it was a given that Marvin would get credit because it was Marvin's song.
What was your reaction the first time you heard it?
The first time I heard Blurred Lines?
Yes.
Honestly, I loved it because I thought it was a cover or a...
You thought a check was coming.
That may be one way of putting it, but that really wasn't my first thought. My first thought was, wow, here's Got to Give It Up in 2015.
Mm.
And that it was, you know, it had been given like a new go-round.
Mm-hmm.
So we were really happy. My grandson heard it. He's 17. He's like, wow, this is grandpa's music. This is great.
Uh-huh.
And Nona and Frank, Marvin III, we were all very happy initially until we found out that there were no licenses, no, you know,
What about the other songs that Robin Thicke has done, which are definitely Marvin Gaye songs? He didn't ask for the rights to that either?
Well, which songs are you talking about? Because he's done quite a bit of things with Marvin's music.
How many songs
has he done? If you're talking about Million Dollar Baby, my understanding is that he did sample that through Sony.
Wow.
That's my understanding. But that was not one of our concerns.
So the initial discussion after you heard it, and then you talked to them or your people talked to their people and said, look, there's been no licensing here. What are we going to do?
Well, there were conversations back and forth, and then there was a lawsuit that kind of fell out of the sky. It just materialized, and we had no idea that it was coming.
So they said you guys.
We were baffled.
Right.
We were just like, why are you, what are you suing us for? What did we do?
Right. It's
and,
your music.
That's probably the way to circle the wagon, say that.
Yeah, it just, you know, we had those little birds that fly around your head, like on a cartoon. We were like, what just happened? And so we had to, you know, retain counsel, and luckily we got great attorneys. Bush.
I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you've won. I know you got other cases pending, because my personal opinion is that today's musicians are just lazy.
If I'd say all musicians, today's musicians are lazy.
Because all they do is sample old songs and put lyrics to old songs that someone else created.
Well,
that's
some
lazy.
Do and some don't, Tom. It's the digital age. You know, it's not like when we were coming up where things were a lot more organic.
You can create digitally and be original.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't have to. You don't have to, just because it's a digital age and you could just lift someone's music, change the lyrics. That's just lazy.
Well, I'm not going to put everyone in one boat. I can't. You know, I would go on a song by song basis. But it is a little disheartening when you hear something and you know you've heard it before.
Yeah.
And then the person says, no, you're not hearing what you think you heard.
So how does the money get divided up? cans and everything.
How does the money get divided?
Yeah, it's $7 million. Everybody didn't get the same amount, right?
Well, I can't really go into that either.
No, because the lawyer.
Yeah.
Are you hearing from people lawyer now, up. From other musicians saying that we'd like to talk to you before we
Yeah, we used to.
No, it's interesting. We didn't really hear from very many musicians at all. There were a select few that, you know, lent their support, but generally speaking, you didn't hear people coming out saying, hey, we're, you know, rooting for you. And that's okay too.
Jen,
I understand it.
What do you think your ex-husband Marvin Gaye would be saying about all of this?
Oh dear.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be saying anything because none of this would have happened if he had heard what they did and walked into a studio or, you know, picked up a phone. It would have been nothing nice, and Marvin he wouldn't have stood for it.
He had a temper.
He could have a temper. Yes, he did.
Yes.
You know, like I do, and like many
of
us do.
People, right? Yeah.
But yeah. Marvin wouldn't have stood for anyone taking his music and copying it the way that it was determined.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I hope that you all do see this, you know, judgment come through for you all, as well as the other things to follow.
Well, let me just say that I don't think that this is the end of the music industry because of the verdict from Blurred Lines. So, you know, God bless musicians everywhere.
Absolutely. Good for you.
All right. Yeah, good for you.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
All right.
All right, Jen.
Day. Take care.
Yeah. Wow. They're lazy.
Some. She's right. Not all of
Most
them.
Most.